Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and here's your daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, the 13th of September 2025. Diving right into our first piece of news, client satisfaction in financial advising is revealing some surprising trends. According to a recent NetWealth report, while satisfaction increases over time in advisory relationships, it does not always equate to enduring loyalty. A point to note, clients with long-standing relations rate satisfaction higher, but do not hesitate to move on when confronted with high costs or inadequate services. The study identifies 12 key factors that are crucial for client retention, and the role of financial advisors is becoming more demanding. They're encouraged to align strategies with personal values, offer tailored advice, maintain transparent communication, and importantly, adapt to digital tools and strategies to combat churn in this rapidly evolving landscape. Turning over to property investment, the Property Investors Council of Australia, or PICA, voiced concerns about the pernicious trend of unlicensed financial advice in real estate. Some professionals are offering advice on trusts and self-managed super funds, jeopardizing the client's welfare and potentially violating the Corporations Act. The Financial Advice Association of Australia has confirmed it's actively reporting such malpractice to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. In banking news, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia is challenging the Reserve Bank of Australia's proposed card transaction fee reduction. This decision, while promising $1.2 billion potential savings for businesses per annum, is under scrutiny. Other banks, including Westpac, NAB, and ANZ, warn that decreased interchange fees may inflate consumer costs and diminish rewards. As feedback is reviewed, the Reserve Bank's focus remains on finding a beneficial and effective solution for Australia's payment system. In the wake of rising digital threats, including the cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth, cybersecurity and cyber insurance have become non-negotiable. Businesses are urged to enforce comprehensive strategies, robust internal controls, employee training to mitigate human error, and securing an appropriate cyber insurance policy. Both Entirety, Fortnum's owner, and Jenny Brown of JBS Financial Strategists emphasize the importance of regular policy reviews and employee training, particularly as companies undergo transitions to remote work. Remember, protecting your financial interests is not just about short-term gain, but also about navigating possible risks and implementing appropriate strategies. Stay informed and stay safe. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online for your daily financial services news wrap. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Goodbye until next time.